Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, we're all doing the robot dance.
Hello, this is Paul from New Zealand. My question is, a year or two ago, I was daydreaming of a light suit of armour which folk could put on and it would help uncoordinated fools such as myself to do Tai Chi or ballroom dancing, either by giving me an electrical prod in the left leg or the right leg or left arm or right arm or whatever. Any comments?
So could we see breakdancing across all generations?
My name's Noel Sharkey and I'm a professor of robotics and artificial intelligence at the University of Sheffield. I don't think anybody has a plan to make a suit like that, but I think now that your listener has said it, someone might do it. I mean, my immediate thoughts are the exoskeleton suits that have been developed by the American military and also by a Japanese company called Cyberdyne, and they're leasing these exoskeleton suits to elderly people at the moment. And what it is you put the suit onto your body, and it's very, very thin, lightweight metal, and it goes up your body, so it will detect how your muscles are moving, and then it will move as you want. So it will lift you out of your chair, you can run upstairs, and you can lift heavy weights. I know that can be remote controlled, so you could have somebody remote controlling it and getting you to do the right dance steps, or you could program it to do the dance steps. But another point I thought was that maybe you could use one of those sensitive dance floors. An ex-student of mine has developed one in Limerick, the University of Limerick, Neil Griffith. And what it is, it's a floor covered with pressure sensors. And Irish dancers can use this floor. And what happens is it's made up of squares, and the squares will light up to let the dancer know where to go. And if they put their foot on it, there's a pressure sensor that detects where they've gone. And what could happen in combining the suit and the sensor floor is that the floor could light up and let the person know where to go. And if they didn't go there immediately, the suit could go there for them, thus giving them feedback. So that would be my solution to it, but very, very expensive at the moment.
Perhaps the dance-regulating exoskeleton isn't quite so far off, but you might need a good set of batteries for a dance-off. And on our forum, JNA said that even if they could weave the electronic nerves of an exoskeleton into your brain, you'd still need to take tango lessons. Well, from the dance music to the sweet tune of the milk steamer.
Hello, my name is Mouse. I work as a barista, and so I steam a lot of milk. And when the milk gets to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, the sound that it makes abruptly drops pitch significantly. So I'm wondering why this happens.
Why does milk change its tune when it reaches a certain temperature? Let us know what you think via email. That's chris@thenakedscientist.com or on the web. And that's thenakedscientist.com/forum, where you can read what other people thought, as well as putting down your own answer. Incidentally, if you do put down your answer, you could win a DVD all about the history of the very first satellite to be launched into space. That's Sputnik. So just write your answer to next week's Question of the Week on our forum. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum, with Sputnik DVD competition at the bottom. We'll pick out the best answer before the 14th of February.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.